B-Pod Studios.
PX95.1, catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Alicia is on the phone for War of the Roses today, and when we read your email, why do you think that Nick is cheating on you? He went ghost?
I mean, like, the ghost of Christmas present or something. I don't know. I mean, he said we were going to hang out on Christmas Eve. I'd never heard from him. We've been dating for 4 months. I mean, it's not like we just went on one date and he didn't even get me anything. Like, there's just this feeling in my stomach that I just know, you know, something's going on.
What's your fear? What do you think he's doing?
I mean, he's divorced. So I wonder if there's something going on with his ex. I don't know. I mean,
maybe he spent the holidays. Now, does he have kids with her?
Yeah, he's got kids, which I totally understand. He was going to spend Christmas with the kids. Not a problem at all. But he had said that we were going to see each other, and then I didn't hear from him. So what's going on? You know, like, what am I left to think?
All right, listen, let's call him. I'm interested to see who he sends it to.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I kind of have a feeling.
Yeah, MIA on the holidays is not a good one.
But maybe he's just trying to figure it all out. They're in a new relationship. How long have you guys been together?
4 months.
Okay, so four months. So he's just maybe trying to figure out how to balance everything.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and dial him up.
Okay, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Nick, please.
This is he.
Hi, Nick. My name is Claire. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses.
Is this something that I'm going to have to pay for or anything?
Nope. We take care of delivery, taxes. Nothing is out of pocket for you. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
How is this? Someone tagged me in a thing?
Yeah, we have an Instagram post that, you know, you got to like the photo and tag a friend, and then we randomly select.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You and a friend to get the free roses.
Yes, I just tell you who to send it to?
Yeah, I'll get their address here in a moment. I just need a name.
I want to send to Brooke. Yeah, I'll put Brooke on there.
All right, and then I also have a romantic card to go with Brooke's flowers. Would you like to write something on there?
I would like to say thank you for a beautiful holiday and reminding me what our love could truly be.
What the f***?
Excuse me?
Nick?
Hello?
Excuse me.
Nick, do you remember Alicia, your girlfriend?
Yeah, Nick, I don't think you remembered your girlfriend, Alicia, over the holidays. You forgot to send her some roses, too.
Nick, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
How could you? Where have you been? Why haven't you?
Clearly with Brooke.
Why haven't you called me?
Look, we're not together. We went on a few dates. You are insane. Yes.
Excuse me.
How many times have we been over this?
You love me. Is that just something that you do? Is that just something you say that you throw around to women?
Sometimes people get drunk and they say things they don't mean, okay?
Sometimes people get drunk and say things? I heard the truth comes out when you were drunk. That's what I thought.
That's not true at all. You know, people do stupid things when they're drunk, all right? They don't do honest things.
No, you were drunk every single time. You called me up, you took me out, you came back to my place. You were drunk every single time? I'm pretty sure you're a liar.
What is your end game here? I've got a family.
Find out if you're cheating.
I have kids.
Yeah, we know. We know all that.
Yeah,
so let's
be. I have a life. I am a person. And you couldn't even be bothered to call me and let me know?
Nick, did you tell Alicia ever, hey, we're not serious?
No, he's. Said he loved me. Is that something a hookup would say? I don't say that to people when I hook up with them. Do you?
Oh my God, that's what. Sometimes guys say things to get laid.
Yeah, they do.
So you've been saying that for the past 4 months?
What am I? What do you want me to say, man? Come on, Zach.
You f***ed up. Go ahead. That's easy, right? You can just call me crazy.
Okay, say whatever you want to about me. I don't care. All right?
Oh, I will.
Just never call
don't
me.
Worry. Everyone on the radio is going to hear what a piece of s*** you are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.